In today's episode, I am going to share with you a $1 billion marketing lesson, a $1 billion marketing lesson. And I think that this lesson actually reflects the best business model for the 2020s and beyond. So going forward, this is absolutely the best business model. And today's story is actually just one of many out there that actually provides $1 billion proof to my assertion there. So with that, let's dive into today's episode.
These are the proven direct response marketing, copywriting, and entrepreneurship success strategies you can use today to write your own ticket and create the life you want. I am Roy Furr, and this is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Now, here's today's breakthrough.
Okay, so there's this company, Tasty Trade, and Tasty Trade was started in 2011, and basically what they did was they created an online media channel. They created an online media channel where they were talking about trading, like, you know, trading stocks, options, whatever, trading financial instruments. And they, on the back of their media channel, they bolted a brokerage, a trading platform, right? And they actually built this trading platform over the course of 10 years. They built the media channel, they built their media shows or personalities. And when people said, okay, this is great, this is interesting, I wanna trade, the one option that they were given was sign up on the Tasty Trade platform. And they ended up with over 100,000 accounts on there. And earlier this year, they were actually bought by the IG Group for $1 billion. So 10 years, they built a billion-dollar company, like created a billion-dollar exit for the founders and initial investors. And so it's this billion-dollar transaction that was created by creating a media company first, a publishing company first, and on the backside of that, offering brokerage services, offering trading services. So this is, and this doesn't just apply to financial stuff, right? Financial is actually, it's great because there's so much money in having all those assets under management and having all those accounts and having all that trading activity going on. And there's so much lifetime value there. But the reality is that people are consuming media all day long. And so much of that media is either directly or indirectly related to their interests. And that media becomes a way to connect with those people first, and then to, on the back end, instead of having like a traditional publishing company that may have, oh, well, we have advertisements for, you know, whatever business wants to pay to advertise, instead of having those type of advertisements on your published products, what you have is you have all these advertisements that take people into the actual customer transaction part of your business. And so essentially what you're doing by putting out all this media, by doing all of this publishing, is you're building a gigantic list of people who are great prospects for your business. You're building this list of people, you know, in Tasty Trade's case, it was a list of people who are interested in trading. Okay, great. Well, what does it, you know, what is the like essential product that somebody who's interested in trading, what's that essential product that they're going to buy? Well, they're going to set up a trading account, you know, product, service, offer, whatever. They're going to set up a trading account. And so the more people that you can get who are interested in the media that you put out around trading, around, oh, this is what's going on in the market today. These are the trades. This is how to trade. This is like everything relevant to people who are interested in trading. And then those people jump over into, well, okay, I'm interested in trading. How do I get started? How do I set up an account? And what happens with that is you're able to build just this gigantic list of people who are, hey, I'm just interested in free news. I'm interested in free information. I'm interested in, you know, free content on this topic. And you build this list of people. And then from that list, from that readership base, you're able to then push them over into the offer, and you're able to create these customers who continue to come back to you for the media and continue to have their customer ship, reinforced by the media that you're putting out that they're consuming on a daily basis. And so all this information is going out there free. It's available for free. And then there's this core product on the back end that is how people are actually doing business with you. And essentially what this is education-based marketing. And you can apply it in all sorts of different ways. The tricky part that I think that a lot of people have, they'll say, oh, well, I have an e-commerce business and I'm just selling particular like products. And so those products to me feel less relevant to doing some kind of education stuff than, for example, the financial industry, where there's like so much need for information and education, and there's this constantly changing news flow based on, you know, whether some Federal Reserve governor hiccups today or something like that, right? So in the financial markets, there's all of this constant news flow. But if you say, what is relevant to my audience? Like what is most relevant to my audience? And how can I create media? How can I create publications that are relevant and interesting to my audience, even if there's not a direct link back to my product? Even if there's not a direct link back to my service or my offer, how can I still create media that gets the attention of my target audience? Or how can I curate media that gets the attention of my target audience? And so if you have an offer targeted at men, like think more generally, what media do men tend to consume? If you have an offer targeted at women, think more generally, what media do women tend to consume? If you have an offer targeted at parents, think more generally, what media do parents tend to consume? You know, people in relationships, how, like, what media do they tend to consume? And how can you curate that media? How can you curate the content? How can you assemble the content? How can you create the content and use all of that content as a bridge to your offer? So once you have the relevant people paying attention to you, like, that's the first and hardest step. And if the only thing that you have them paying attention to you for is just your offers, well, there's not a lot of opportunity for like relationship building and that, for trust building, for all of that. But if you have all of this content out there that feels relevant to them, that is interesting to them, that's worth paying attention to on its own, and some of it links back to your product, some of it links back to your offer, and all of it is connected to advertisements to your products and offers, well, that's a great way to get and hold attention and then direct attention when relevant into your offer, into your sales funnels, into your, you know, whatever it takes for them to take the next step into becoming a customer. And if you do want to go much deeper into this, with some very specific ideas about how to build and structure this content and how to use it at different points in the customer journey, I do actually have a training in the BTMS Insiders training library called the Value First Funnel Strategy, which is all about education-based marketing and how to start by delivering value to your target market. And once you've delivered that value to the target market, then you start to pull them in to, you know, what, like whatever the relevant product service offer is. And so check out the links in the description with this episode. You'll see a link to the Value First Funnel Strategy and to the BTMS Insiders All Access Pass. It's like Netflix, but for copywriting and marketing and business training, where you pay one low monthly fee and you get access to all of my training titles and you can stream them instantly and as much as you'd like. My name is Roy Furr. This has been your daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Let me know in the comments or with a review on a scale of 1 to 10, how much value are you getting out of these episodes and this one in particular, and why? What are your action items? What are your takeaways? What are you going to do as a result of this? Also, tap that like button before you go so you get more content like this delivered to you, and so the magical algorithms of the internet know to share it with more people like you who will find it valuable. You can certainly share it with folks directly, and subscribe before you go. Subscribe here. You can also go to breakthroughmarketingsecrets.com, get my daily emails, including episode notifications and more exclusive content for email subscribers. Again, my name is Roy Furr. This has been your daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Always aim for 10 out of 10 value. I hope that I've delivered it here, and I look forward to catching you again in the next episode. I'll see you soon. Bye.
Thank you once again for tuning in to this daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Remember, check out the links with this episode for even more value. Now make sure you like, comment, share, subscribe, and engage in every way you can to keep this show going and growing and delivering daily value to you. I'll catch you soon for your next big breakthrough.